Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
IU All-American linebacker Tigray Scales, he talks creating takeaways, the challenge that Penn State brings, and how the Hoosiers are going to slow down one of the nation's best running backs in Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, it's big. You know, that's since Coach Allen been here, that's been one of our main principles of what we do is getting takeaways. So just seeing that last game was huge. That's just sometimes how the ball falls or and things like that. So, you know, you just got to keep attacking at the ball and hopefully it ended up in the right hands this game.
Saquon Barkley is one of the best running backs. Trace McSorley, one of the steadiest quarterbacks. How do you get after Penn State's offense?
We just got to play sound defense, you know. They got a great tight end, too. So it's just one of those deals where we got to buy in, watch film, and just prepare our best and hope for the best.
Last year, the Hoosiers held Saquon Barkley to 58 yards on 33 carries. Does that help Indiana's defense getting ready for this year?
You can take a lot, and I'm not even talking scheme, just the way he was flying around. And that's what you got to do against this team, just with their athletes. So just flying around to the ball and rally tackle. You know what I mean? He break one tackle, somebody else got to be there. You know, you just can't let him get his feet in the ground, make cuts. You know, we got to fly. You just want to play fast, and that's the main thing. He's going to make people miss. That's what his qualities are. We got to be great tacklers and just effort.
Earlier in the week, we saw Jayshon Harris and Morgan Ellison receive the Big Ten Special Teams Player of the Week and Freshman of the Week, respectively. Senior tight end Ian Thomas has won the John Mackey Award Tight End of the Week. It was announced on Wednesday. Thomas's big weekend only involved two catches, but one of them was a 71-yard touchdown pass, his third of the season, which ranks second in the Big Ten and tied for third nationally. Hoosiers head to number 4 Penn State on Saturday, 3:30, the Big Ten Network. 8 o'clock tonight, pro football returns, Bears and Packers, right here on WGCL. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glascott.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
A busy week for Hoosier athletics continues as All-American redshirt junior Catherine Receiver was named the Big Ten Women's Cross-Country Athlete of the Week. On Wednesday, she made her season debut at the Battle of Beantown last Friday, where she finished second in the women's 5K. Her efforts also led Indiana's team to a second-place overall finish and taking the Hoosiers cross-country program to number 14 in the country. That's the highest ever ranking in the USTF CCCA polls. Last season, Receiver was named All-American after 11th place finish at the NCAA championships, and a Big Ten runner-up finish also is on her resume from last year. The Hoosiers are back in action this Saturday as they host the Sam Bell Invitational right here in Bloomington, with the women's race beginning at 10 a.m. and the men's race at 11 a.m. Amy Burberry's Indiana Hoosiers are in action tonight as they host Northwestern at Armstrong Stadium, the Hoosiers looking for their second conference win of the season. Their game with the Wildcats will be shown on the Big Ten Network. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Sherry Dunbar-Cruzan's volleyball crew had a tough one last night as they ran into number 19 Purdue in West Lafayette. They fell in straight sets, but the Hoosiers will get a chance to exact their revenge coming up Saturday night as they will play host in this quick home-and-home series. 7 p.m. UGym on Saturday night, part two of the Hoosiers and Boilers here in the final week of September. And yesterday afternoon, Indiana University Athletics announced their 2017 Hall of Fame class. The six-member class includes track star Danielle Carruthers, women's administrator Isabella Hutchison, football players Ernest Jones and Ken Kazmarek, men's golfer Don Paget II, and rounding out the class from men's basketball is Keith Smart. NFL on the air tonight, Bears and Packers, 8 p.m. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glascott.